Great to get access to the New South Wales Blues. I think they've just wrapped up that training session and we'll maybe hear more around the Payne Haas concern coming out of the training. One of the stars of the National Rugby League. He's the current Dally M medalist and, of course, he's making his Origin debut. Nicho Hynes has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Nicho.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, mate. Really appreciate your time today, so thank you for that. How do you feel? Now you're about halfway through your prep for your first Origin game. Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. It's been a process for the last couple of years where I've been in and around the squad. So coming into this time being actually in the 17, I think I'm better off knowing that I spent the last few series with the team. So I'm a bit more confident coming into camp knowing that I'm playing rather than this being my first camp going straight into playing. So pretty lucky that I got the experience at all over the last couple of years.
Who are the players that you've gravitated to over the course of the camp thus far, Nicho?
I'm a bit of a, I can't say it online, but I like to spread my wings and go to different people. So, but I mean, Turbo and I have reconnected again. We spent a lot of time at Manly when I was a bit younger playing footy together. So, and I got to spend a lot of time with him, get around Nathan, Teddy, and then obviously Latrell and Addo, my Aboriginal brothers. So I just try to hang out with as many people as I can and get to know everyone.
Yeah, fantastic. How is Turbo? We don't sort of know, we think we know Turbo. We want to know Turbo, but we don't really know Turbo. I was listening to you on a program the other day. It might have been NRL 360, and he's got a bit of chat about him, has he, Turbo?
Yeah, he does. He thinks he's because he's really smart, so he thinks he can outsmart you with his chat. Like, if you get into an argument with him, because he's a bit smarter, everyone will try and outsmart you with that sort of chat. But
fantastic. Hey, from what I understand, from the vision that I've seen, you've been getting into dummy half as well. How much work have you been doing there? How much has someone else, anyone else other than Appy Coruscant, been doing at dummy half?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of players that can put their hand up and play in nine if Freddie needs to. I think the cameras are only hitting me training at night at the moment for some reason, but I'm just putting in effort and all different positions, not just nine. I've got to cover every outside back position, maybe in the middle at some point or nine. So I think everyone's just sort of running the script of I'm going to be playing nine, but I'm going to put my hand up to play anywhere and practice everywhere and. So it's not just now. I'm trying to dot my I's and cross my T's in every position.
Yeah. And Nicho, how's it been? Have you had a chance to run at seven? You know, who knows what happens in a game, but a chance to run at seven and then start telling everyone, these great players, about where to go and what to do.
Yeah, I've jumped in there a few times. Like I said, I'm trying to cover everywhere and I'll jump in at seven, six, one, nine in the centres just to make sure that I'm covered so my teammates can trust me and so the coaching staff can if I have to get out there at some stage.
Have you done much work on Queensland? Have you had a look at what their squad is and what they might potentially be looking to do?
I think we're more worried about us for the first half of this week. I think the technical stuff on them might come later in the week, but at the end of the day, you've got to get your own team in check and your own camp in check and really worry about what we're going to bring to the game first and then we'll worry about them a bit later.
Yeah, no doubt. Payne Haas, there was a bit of a concern around his ankle. Do you know the latest around that? The speculation is that he should be training by Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I didn't even see what happened. I just turned around and he was sort of walking away. But, I think I'll have a chat to some people, see how he is and go check on him first.
Yeah, okay.
I have no idea.
Right. Now, Nicho, it's been well documented with what's gone on with your mum, and you've been a great support to her there as well. What has been the family reaction to your selection in this starting 17 for the New South Wales Blues?
Yeah, they're all just really, really proud and can't wait to get over there and watch. My dad's a really, really proud man at the moment, and he's been the rugby league coach, rugby league dad, the rugby league fan of mine for ever since I could walk. So, he's just over the moon and he's just glad he gets to put on a New South Wales jersey and support me rather than supporting just from the lounge room. So all my whole family and all my closest friends are just really, really proud, and they just can't wait to see us go into war.
It often starts with a dream, and then the belief comes later. It's clear that you've got the belief now, Nico. Tell us about the start of the dream of you playing for New South Wales.
Yeah, it started when I was a young fella at growing up in your minor, watching the superstars go on TV, just wishing and hoping I'd be there one day. So, it's always been a massive, massive dream of mine, and I'm just really grateful that I've got to be a part of a few camps, and now I get to pull on a jersey and run on and play the game. So, it always starts as a little kid in your lounge room, watching the big screen in the lounge room. But, just really pumped to be a part of it.
It's absolutely huge. It's so exciting for everyone, especially us supporters of the team as well. Can only imagine how exciting it is to be running out there and playing. Nico, great to spend some time with you, mate. Go get them on Wednesday night.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. There he is, Nico Hines, coming to you live straight after Blues training. So didn't see the incident with Payne Haas. Question marks around that. Has been running in all the different positions too for New South Wales, which is exciting and feels very comfortable within that environment of New South Wales. So that is great to hear. Nico Hines, our special guest here on Afternoons with Jimmy Smith.